great-grandparents, migrated and struggled for many years to give us the freedom we now have, a precious birthright. We're free to choose what we're going to think about ourselves. No one can stop us from chasing our dreams. Yet many people today choose to squander this birthright. They choose to believe that because of where they were born or who their parents are, they don't have a fair chance in life. They are choosing to believe that the competition from America and around the world is just too tough. They're choosing to believe in someone else's talent more than their own. They're choosing to be mediocre. I'm always telling people that I don't care what their families or their schools or their communities said or thought about them. I tell them, you're an adult now, and you get to decide. So what's the decision going to be? You get to write your life story. Will you be heroic or just someone trying to get by? Will you be the star or someone sitting on the end of the bench? I have no trouble with someone who strives to be the best and finishes in the middle of the pack. There's honor in that. I don't see that person as a failure. To the contrary, he will come to the end of his days with a smile on his face because he spent the time and talent God gave him, having a ball, finding out how good he could get. He will not be the person who goes to the grave thinking,